Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with weatherology meteorologist Nick Carlisle about the weather conditions that lead to frost and black ice. I'm here with weatherology meteorologist Nick Carlisle. So Nick, I know we have kind of lucked out this year with snow and ice on our roadways, but one thing we have been dealing with recently is frost. Can you explain how that occurs and what needs to happen for frost to be on the roadways?
Yeah, sometimes when you have just any sort of water particles in the air, usually water vapor, it can condense usually when the dew point and temperature are within 5 degrees of each other. So usually, you know, you can get water vapor to condense into fog usually in this sort of case. And when you have temperatures below freezing, you know, sometimes it can freeze on the roadways like that, and it can lead to black ice. And usually, you know, you'll have slick spots on local roadways. Usually interstates and larger highways don't see as much of a significant problem from black ice. But it's usually like, you know, the local roadways or roads that may not have been treated as well that can really get that black ice.
Is it true that black ice can happen on lighter traffic areas as well? I'm assuming that the interstates, they get more traffic, so that would cause the roadways to heat up.
Yeah, you're correct with that. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, when you have, you know, like less exhaust coming onto the roadways too, that can also condense too when you get like the dew point and temperature to be really close like this. So that can also happen as well.
When black ice happens, what are some dangers that motorists could face?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same hazards as you would have from like freezing rain or freezing drizzle even. You know, if you have like pretty much solid ice on the roadway, it can be very easy to slip and slide if you come to like an abrupt stop. Or if you don't leave, you know, too much room between you and the vehicle in front of you, that can also happen too. So it's pretty much the same hazards from like freezing rain or freezing drizzle. I would treat it the same way like that.
Is it tougher for frost to be on the roadways than regular ground because it takes the roadways longer to freeze?
No, you are correct. Yeah, it is a bit more difficult for the roadways to, you know, be at or below freezing or stay that way to be cold enough for having, you know, black ice to form on the roads. Yeah, you are correct that it is more difficult, especially with the dew point being as close as it is. It's been a lot easier for the water particles to condense and form into solid ice onto the roadways.
Does this typically happen overnight when frost tends to develop rather than when the sun's out?
Yeah, it's usually during the overnight. So, you know, usually when you get, you know, some sunlight or warmer than freezing temperatures during the day, you know, it's a lot easier to melt that black ice. So yeah, it's definitely something that would pretty much only happen in the overnight or early morning hours.
Do you foresee us seeing more black ice or frost issues on the roadway for our forecast with the colder temperatures that are coming up?
Wednesday, it looks like we do have a chance of seeing light snow, so probably not much of a bigger problem there. And then later on into the week, it looks like we may see some additional cloudiness happening Thursday night, but the temperatures at that point should be below freezing for most of the day. It's really pretty much when you only get some melting snow during the day. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really see that happening later this week, and possibly Wednesday night. We'll have to see how that light snow pans out.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking with me today. That was weatherology meteorologist Nick Carlisle joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the weather conditions that lead to frost and black ice. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.